It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right, Mets fans, maybe you're in a little traffic as you just heard, approaching Citi Field. Tonight, an enormous Game 3 of the NLCS, and I'm here to give you the five leaders the Mets need here in Game 3.
The five leaders. Where does Positive Tommy fall
on
the
list? We'll find out. We'll find out. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
It's still Grimace who makes this list. His image is everywhere. His image is in Times Square today. He has led this team all year. His face and presence should be paramount tonight.
Grimace, you're our lucky charm.
Yeah, I saw that Grimace billboard out in Times Square. Pete Alonso showing a lot of love to Grimace. The Empire State Building lit up in purple. So as much as this bothers Tiki, the Grimace gimmick has lasted.
No, it's just, it's passe. Well, maybe it'll passe to a win. Here we go.
Number four.
Luis Severino. In his last LCS start in 2022, he went 5 1/3, allowing 3 runs. He did lose the game, but he does have experience for this moment.
Yeah, so here's my view on Sevy. His last few postseason starts have been 6 innings, 3 runs. I believe that that would be acceptable, because I think the Mets have to hit Walker Buehler. They have to. And they've got to hit this Dodger bullpen like they did in Game 2. So 6 innings, 3 runs. Now, the way it happened in Philly was a little frustrating because he dominated and then all of a sudden gave up the 3 runs. Yeah. So sometimes it's how it happens. But I think a 6-inning, 3-run Sevy special would be very solid. And if the bats are doing what we expect from them, should be enough.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
All right, the number three leader the Mets need in Game 3. It's Carlos Mendoza. Evan's going to get to the lineup in a little bit, but when to pull Sevy in this spot, the right numbers dialed up in the bullpen tonight. And also remember, this will be Carlos Mendoza's first crack at managing a postseason series where games are played on 3 straight days in terms of how you figure out what to do with the bullpen.
Well, that's not true.
When?
The wild card series?
Oh, my God,
series?
I forgot all about the wild card. Not all
day. My God.
Never mind. Second time ever.
And by the way,
first
not,
time versus a real opponent.
Not just, stop. Don't do the real opponent thing.
You're right.
Not just the wild card series, but even leading into the wild card series, they had to play every freaking day. They didn't even have an off day going into the postseason because of that doubleheader.
All right. Regardless, Sean's
having a tough Cinco.
Number two.
It's Francisco Lindor. Because the last time we saw him in a big at-bat at City, a big at-bat at Citi Field, we know what happened. What can the encore look like in the LCS? Yeah.
Lindor has been great. Mm-hmm. You almost forget the fact that he couldn't bend over a few weeks ago because of that back issue.
Yeah. Yep. Or he just wanted some time off before the playoffs.
You think that was a trick?
I don't know.
You think Lindor was saying, you know what, guys, I'm going to give you some confidence. Play without me these important games. I'll be back.
And last but not least.
Number one.
When you think about this year of Met baseball, the leader, somebody that you should follow, something you should follow. Game 3, It's all about the uniforms tonight. The black uniforms are number one. They need to lead the Mets into the nostalgia of the late 90s, early 2000s. The last time that we had a Subway Series, the black uniforms are paramount. Those vibes are going to be paramount at Citi Field. The black uniforms are the biggest thing.
Yeah, they're wearing the black uniforms tonight. They usually do that on Friday nights, but Seve is a fan of the black uniforms, and so the starting pitcher sometimes gets to make that
decision. Do we know his record with the black uniform?
I don't know, but I can tell you that Seve's been a very good home pitcher. His numbers at Citi Field, which is a part of at least my thinking in deciding this rotation that the Mets had time to set up, because they could have set this up a million different ways. Right. Everybody was at least ready, rest-wise, to pitch whenever you wanted. But if you look at Seve, some of his best starts this season have been at Citi Field.
Yeah.
So I'm sure his numbers are good only because he's got good numbers at Citi.
And I think he wore the black uniforms twice. It was mainly the Citi Connect, but I think those are ineligible for playoff.
Is that true they're ineligible?
I don't quote me on that, but I think that's why he chose the black uniforms.
I'm glad that they are, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah, it would make sense for them not to be.
They are a Saturday uniform, so that they would wear that on Saturdays. I'll tell you why, and this bothers me from experience. And I know that the series ended up not being remembered well, but remember when Kevin Durant had that incredible Game 5 performance in the NetBucks series? It was like an all-worldly...
Oh, yes.
Okay. What kind of killed me in that game was they were wearing those stupid alternates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a second, this moment that's going to live in my brain forever, and they're wearing that... If the Mets had some kind of epic playoff victory tonight, epic, like down 3 in the ninth inning, walk off. If they're wearing those Connects, which I don't even hate, but they're gimmicky.
It doesn't look like the Mets.
It would bother me.
Yeah.
So I'm actually glad the black uniforms don't bother me because they have a history.
Of course, I'm fired up to watch the black uniforms. So that's it. That's your five leaders and the only five leaders Mets fans.
So Tommy didn't even make the list. Yeah.
I believe in positive Tommy.
I had a lot of meetings late last night, which is part of the reason I stayed up late.
Yeah.
Met fans have turned on Tommy.
They've turned on Tommy. How are they turned on Tommy?
Why?
If you notice his tweet last night or this morning.
What was the tweet?
He gives the positive Tommy tweet about the Mets a lot less likes than usual. The fact is Mets fans feel abandoned.
Oh, hold on a second.
No, I'm going to finish the point.
Okay.
Because he decided to take some positivity towards the Jets before this Mets job was finished.
I think what also happened is a lot of those Mets fans were like him.
Yeah.
Think about who follows you. People like you.
Yeah.
So they were Met giant fans.
Yeah, that's true. And also, think about this. We all love our favorite restaurants or favorite shops. What happens when they start expanding, becoming franchise? They lose a little something,
quality.
Right?
You lose quality.
He's overextended the positive brand.
But in fairness, positive Tommy with the Jets has not fully started yet. Mm-hmm. I offered him that yesterday. He gladly accepted to be our leader of the positive Jet movement. But so far, he has not engaged yet in the same tweets over and over again about the Jets. So
the power of the radio, Evan.
Yeah,
the
he said his intention is to start it, but hasn't
said
started
it yet. So vigorously, so enthusiastically.
I think I could compare. This is very apples to apples. Evan, we did 2 days' worth of shows, and we found out Aaron Rodgers may consider running as the running mate for RFK Jr., and your head exploded. How is he going to do both?
Right.
That's what's going on with Met fans right now. How is he going to do both? So even if he hasn't started, his mere acceptance, some Met fans, I'm just telling you, I had many reach out to me, feel abandoned.
Number one, my numbers are great. I'm running very strong in Long Island. You can't catch me in Kew Gardens. In Queens, I'm just phenomenal. Record-breaking.
How are those rallies going?
They're amazing. They're packed to the rafters. That's number one. Number two, we just alluded to it earlier, I have the Knicks starting next week. Mm-hmm. I have the Jets. I have the Mets. There's plenty of positivity to go around. I will be able to handle it. Along with my, what was I calling it again? The positivity of posse.
See?
We will do it.
See, he's overextended. He doesn't even remember the names of the people around.
Well, I just came up with that one yesterday, so I forgot.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.